Okay. As a child, there was a lot of violin music around me. My dad and my grandfather were violoneux, which is a term for country violinists. And they were very melodic songs. And I think those French-Canadian melodies always stuck with me. And they've made their way into my own songs. I think the separation of the family, my folks split up, and my mom transported the family to outside Toronto. So we went from French-Canadian to English. And I think I sort of poured all the emotions that were associated with that into my music. I started playing a little plastic recorder, just like a little penny whistle kind of thing. And it was just sort of my outlet for whatever I was going through, and I played it and played it and played it. And I think it's probably those early years of, sort of becoming a young man and realizing that not all was well. Probably one of the experiences that allowed me to divert the energy into music. And then, from there, entering the teenage years, same kind of thing, just whatever problems I was going through as a teenager, I would just sort of redirect the whatever disappointments I might have had with myself or anybody around me, I might have directed that energy back into the music and so on. Slow Fear. The same kind of shadow is. Actually, having to find a way out. Building confidence. Looking for ways to be loved. Looking for ways to not be common, looking for ways to be special. Finding an outlet to distract the mind from delinquency, the usual sort of potential habits, drugs, but most of all, staying away from commonplace. Not much. Not much part of my world. I know it as a filmic term, of course. Perhaps if I wanted to be positive about it for a minute, I could think of myself, my blue screen being. My ability to isolate something that I regard to be unique and special, and in the presence of a lot of debris and confusion and cacophony, to pull out the very thing that I regard to be magic and extract it from the usual busyness and put it in a quiet background. That would be my idea of blue screen. That conjures up images of my interest in synthesizers early on. I bought the first mini Moog that came into town, and I was really infatuated with the possibilities. It's probably the thing that led me to think in terms of block diagrams and ultimately to challenge the conventional ways of interfacing equipment. Oddball interfacing has always brought me interesting sonic results, so that's what comes to mind. A friend of mine thought that he should destroy all television broadcasting. He was a rebel young man. He thought that it was the contamination of the future. Felt that it would be the erosion of good letter writing, and it would be sort of the enemy of literature. that it would promote illiteracy and like kind of a laziness and some sort of a complacency that would lead us to kind of a poetic breakdown. And he thought he would do the world a service by by destroying television. What was the other one?
Lamppost.
Lamppost, that's more like Paris, romance, like time has stood still. The sort of inspiration that I think will always exist even in the presence of technology. A friend of mine has a club in LA, I'm sorry, in New Orleans called The Mermaid. And it's a really great crossroads for all kind of people with ideas, bands coming through, recordings. And it's a nice reminder that congregation should always be in fashion, even though we're living through times of mass communication. I think people still like to hang out. What was the other one?
Pharaoh.
Mysteries of the past. How do they ever do it? How do people keep time back then? I think there must have been, in the absence of technology, I think the, or at least what we know as technology, you know, like machines and kind of like pre-industrial revolution times, I think that maybe mystery was highly regarded, and there was probably a kind of spirituality that was alive back then that we wouldn't know about. I grew up as a Catholic, and limbo is a big part of, you know, it's like between heaven and hell. But I quite like limbo. I think it's a resting place, and if you're not sure about where you're going, why not embrace the mundane? As a smart friend of mine would do, he wouldn't try and be productive in the usual fashion if he was in limbo. He would say, well, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to look at these two sticks and try and make something out of them. And, you know, in limitation, we may find ways of becoming a master. I'll say sine wave for now. Sine wave is a musical term for a pure tone. And I regard my pedal steel guitar as being my current sine wave. It's the instrument that's currently connected to my soul and my heart. It happens to have a very beautiful, pure, clear tone. And it's absolutely harmonious. It's like my beacon for dedication right now.